Brother Dwayne.
Be much prayer for him. Once again, we'd like to turn to Psalm 23, verse 3. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. We've seen that God has, he can lead by gentle persuasion. He can lead with a strong hand. He knows the leading that we need at any given time. He always leads his people by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, leads his people by the Word of God. The two always go together, the Holy Spirit and the Word. He never leads contrary to his Word. I want to look today at he leads by means of his presence. Now, of course, if we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within, that speaks of God's inward presence. So that's something that we always have, is the inner presence of God. There is also God leads. We don't see him physically. We see him by faith. There is an outward presence of the Lord. But the Lord leads by means of his presence. Now, in order for you and I to be the beneficiary of that leadership, we have to be able to recognize God's presence, which of course requires a relationship with the Lord. So we must be careful that we stay in a condition whereby we can recognize the presence of the Lord. In the book of Exodus, if we turn there, Exodus in my Bible is almost loose leaf, but Exodus chapter 13, verse 20, and they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them. That's his presence. The Lord went before them. And he tells us how. By day, in a pillar of cloud, so it was something they could see. The reason he did so was to lead them in the way. So we have God's presence leading in the way. By night, so day and night, in a pillar of fire. Same presence, different form. And God, of course, has many different forms that his presence takes on. And there was a purpose of this, to give them light to go by day and night. So God was leading them by his presence. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So they had a visible sign of God's presence. Now, I suppose that many would think that it would be much easier if we had a visible sign of God's presence. But that's not so. People would reject a visible sign as they would an invisible sign. It really doesn't matter. Again, it's proven by Christ's ministry, worked miracle after miracle, and they said, show us a sign. So it doesn't matter. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, in verse 14, "And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people." So there's his presence. "That thou, Lord, art seen face to face." That shows the degree of his presence, the closeness. "And that thy cloud," remember the cloud is by day, "standeth over them, that thou goest, and that thou goest before them." Again, his presence by daytime in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. So God's presence is signified in this pillar, this cloud, and this pillar of fire. And God led them by this. Notice in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 12. So when we read in Psalm 23, "He leadeth me in paths of righteousness," that can mean by his presence. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. Nehemiah 9, verse 12, "Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way." In the way. That is, in the way wherein they should go. So God led them. Verse 19. "Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them." God leading by his presence to lead them in the way, the particular way, paths of righteousness. "Neither the pillar of fire by night to show them," to lead them, to show them. Part of leading them is to show them, and to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Psalm 78, verse 14. Psalm 78 and verse 14. "In the daytime he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire." So you have God's presence in the cloud and in the pillar. The purpose of that was to lead the children of God. Now, we're also told that God spoke from this cloud. He spoke from this pillar. So you have God's presence. You have God speaking. God speaking. All of this is to lead. Notice in Exodus chapter 33, verse 19, "And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom," verse 9. "And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended," okay, so you have the Lord's presence, "and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses," no doubt out of that cloud. God spoke, God's presence, and God spoke. He spoke directly to Moses. Book of Numbers, chapter 12. Book of Numbers, chapter 12, in verse 5, "And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron." This time he's speaking to Aaron. "And Miriam, and they both came forth." No doubt told them to do so. So God speaks. Psalm 99, verse 7. Psalm 99 and verse 7. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. He spake unto them. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. So in that pillar, in that fire, God went before them as the strong, stable, able one. Whether it was day or night, God's presence was there. The weather had no effect. The circumstances had no effect upon this cloud, this pillar of fire. So God's presence, God's leading presence, is not determined by circumstances. Now notice also back in Exodus chapter 33, Moses is seen praying or speaking to the Lord. Verse 12, and Moses said unto the Lord, and you can read verse 12, but then in verse 13, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. So he's praying for God to reveal to him, show me thy way. Why? That I may know thee. Pretty hard to know God if you have no idea concerning his way. Show me thy way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight and consider that this nation is thy people. And then the Lord answers in verse 14, and he said, my presence shall go with thee. Show me thy way. And then the Lord says, my presence shall go with thee. That is, that's how God would show him the way. So what you have here is Moses praying for revelation from God. God is promising here more than guidance. He promises himself, my presence shall go with thee. So that's better than guidance. That's a guide. That's a guide. It's better than someone saying, okay, you go down the road there, you turn this way, that way. Instead, this person says, well, I'll just go with you, and I'll show you. And that's what the Lord is saying here. So God leads by his presence. He doesn't just promise to be our guide, or to give us guidance. But he says, I'll be your guide. I'll go with you. I'll show you the way. So Moses seeks guidance and God provides himself. And all of this is inclusive of a deeper relationship. Again, show me now thy way that I may know thee. Being guided by God is a part of our relationship with God. It's pretty hard for someone to defy God, reject God, neglect God's instruction. They get in a bind and they'll say, well, I've been praying that Lord would show me. Well, he's been showing you for quite a while. And you've neglected it. You have no relationship with God. And even if he does show you, you're not in a, that individual is not in a spirit to know it anyway. So relationship with him is of the utmost importance. In Psalm 16 and verse 11, David said, thou wilt show me the path of life. And then he says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. So showing him and God's presence are mentioned in the same sentence. God leads by his presence. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. These are the words of someone who has a relationship with the Lord. And he recognizes God's presence. He went on in Psalm 16 and verse 8, he said, I have set the Lord always before me. Now that's God's presence. That's feeling God's presence. That's seeing God's presence. He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. So again, there's a recognition of the presence of God. He could see him. And he focused upon him. And he pursued the Lord. He experienced the nearness of the Lord. Now, Luke, or Peter, he's the one speaking the words in Acts chapter 2, verse 25. He references Psalm 16, I have set the Lord always before me. And he said there in Acts 2:25, he said, for David speaketh concerning him, that is Christ, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. So that enlarges upon Psalm 16. And it speaks of a closeness. It speaks of a relationship always before my face. My face. That is, there's a relationship. So God leads by his presence, without a doubt. But we must, if we are going to experience this daily, as they did with the cloud and the pillar, we have to have a relationship that recognizes the presence of the Lord. And it has to be, we can discern the difference. We know him so well that we can discern the difference between him and anyone else. That comes through a relationship with the Lord. Well, I think it's the Lord, but you know, I'm not 100% sure. Relationship is of the utmost importance. We recognize this is the presence of God. And he goes before me. And he's always going to move in the direction of the paths of righteousness. Always. Always leads in the direction of himself. So God leads by his presence. Not only does he give us guidance, he is our guide. And that's how it is with the shepherd. The shepherd doesn't just give guidance, he is the sheep's guide. And again, the Lord can give us guidance through his word. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. But then he goes with us as our guide. That's even better. So how wonderful it is. The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me. And he does so by his presence. The indwelling of the Spirit of God through his word. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you grant us to be in your house, to come into your presence, to bring our request before thee. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd, that you're everything that we need. We pray that you would help us to always realize that, be aware of it. We do pray, Lord, for Dwayne, that you would be with him in a very special way, that you would cause him, Lord, to feel your presence. And we just pray, Lord, that you would manifest your healing power upon him, that you would be with the doctors today and just be with all of them, Lord, that you would give them wisdom, be with Sister Kelly and be with Anna and Heidi, Lord, just the whole family, Lord, that you'd just help them. And pray that you'd raise up Brother Dwayne, if it would please thee. And Lord, again, we pray that you would meet with us today in a very special way. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.